Hello, my friends. Jacob's here one more time. Thanks for pressing the play button, for spending a little time with me. We're going to talk about Russell Brand and his tighty whities baptizing one of his friends in the river. Yeah, it was an exciting time for him, I'm sure. This is an interesting thing because, of course, you know on the show, well, I've covered Russell for a long time. I've talked about him many, many times. I kind of saw him as the face of Christianity back in the day with a video I did called Messiah. Now, before I get into all of that, maybe he's just kind of, you know, he doesn't have the best social cues, and that 5 months exactly after he was baptized as a Catholic, he's now gone on to, now he's baptizing people in his underwear and, you know, leading a congregation in prayer and doing a lot of these interesting things. Just 5 months after being baptized, he's leading entire stadiums in prayer. He's leading everyone as if he is a Messiah himself. He's marrying people now. And ironically, as he's marrying them, he's seeming to be very disrespectful. He calls the shorter man inadequate and deficient in a roundabout way, and then implies that the woman, you know, should agree that he has deficiencies and inadequacies, and that she should put aside her longing and desire for more. And then he compares himself to a mirrored lens, and that he has his power from Jesus. Just so you know, a mirrored lens actually keeps the light from penetrating. It kind of doesn't reflect it, it repels it. So some people are going to say this is a good thing. Me, for one, I kind of look at it as a, well, I mean, come on, he was in his underwear. He kind of looked, I mean, that's weird, right? It's not just me. That's weird. It's inappropriate. My wife, Dan, she's like, she said, it's inappropriate. She didn't even want to look at it. She's like, it's just weird. Why are two men in their underwear? One wearing a pair of black underwear and then the other one white. And it's like, you look at the picture and you see the guy in the scuba gear. He's like wearing scuba. He's wearing like a scuba. So I'm thinking to myself, you don't just have like a scuba thing on hand, do you? I mean, did they just show up and there was like a guy and he was a scuba diver and he was swimming around and they talked it up and they're like, oh yeah, we'll baptize you. And well, we don't want to get our clothes dirty, so we're just going to, you know, we're going to, that's not probably what happened. It was probably like they went down and this guy knew he was being baptized. It's very strange that they decided not to maybe get a bathing suit and wear maybe a t-shirt or something and make it look a little, I don't know, more normal, right? More normal. Now let's put aside the fact that all of this, in my opinion, you know, you want to think the best, right? You want to think the best, but in my opinion, I think this is all a big sham. I hate that I'm saying that, but you know, I mean, look at this for a second, okay? For years, religion has taken over. There's a shift that's going on in the land, and you know, in the end times, in the book of Revelation, it talks of these locusts that come out of the bottomless pit, which is a picture of, you know, people that are, I don't know, preying on things. And, you know, and it's kind of like the system that's in charge. And they're these locusts that are in the book of Revelation, they look like men. They seem that they have crowns. It's actually from Revelation chapter 9. And I saw the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven onto the earth, and it was given him the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose smoke out of the pit. Smoke is a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of it. And there out of it came locusts upon the earth, and upon them that was given power as the scorpions have power over the earth. All of this is very symbolic, and we're going to get into it soon. But these locusts, you find out, they come to basically, you know, they basically mow everything down except for those that God sealed in the end days. So I've always written articles and compared the locusts to, you know, false teachers and false prophets and other things like that. And the reason is because of the description. Because, you know, in scripture, locusts they devour a harvest. And he said the shapes of the locusts were like horses. Now, horses in scripture are the saints. The saints shall be as horses. So these locusts have the shape of a horse. So they kind of look like a horse. You get what I'm saying? In scripture, everything is very symbolic. Look like a horse prepared for battle. On their heads, it were like gold, like they had a golden crown, and their faces were like the faces of men. And they had hair as the hair of women, and they had teeth, the teeth of lions. All this is very symbolic. And on their heads, it was as if they were gold. So they kind of appear to be, you know, divine rulers. They kind of appear to be, you know, they would look like the Russell Brands of the world. They kind of look like they're divine and everything else, but it's like if you're not savvy to the fact that you probably shouldn't wear your underwear, it's a possibility. Now, look, am I saying that he's the locust coming to devour, you know, in the end days, just because it says that there's this power is given for like 5 months and he's only been 5 months? He was baptized 5 months ago from when he was baptizing somebody. I think he was baptized. The guy had his underwear on, I think, if I remember correctly. But then here we are, the two of them are now baptizing someone else 5 months later. But it's weird, because before he was baptizing this guy in his tidy whiteys, 1 year and 7 months before it, I did a video with this thumbnail right here. I mean, you could see, right? Do you see the words Messiah on there? Actually, the very famous artist Drip Bits, who's like an Israelite who loves the channel and everything else, I asked him to make that for me. I said, you know, design Russell like as if he was like a false prophet antichrist that rises up in the end. That was like my direction to him. And he came up with this really cool purple thing with all the different eyes. I'm not saying that Russell Brand is the antichrist. For all I know, maybe he is sincere, but I do know that the Catholic God that he believes in, the infinite torture and a lot of other nonsense, the fact that he thinks that it's appropriate to baptize in underwear, it tells me that maybe he's not probably the person that you all should be following. Before I did that, I did this video, and I said, maybe you should think twice before you let this guy come in as your spiritual guru. Dog whistle. That's the term that a man that I admire shared with me in regards to the Russell Brand situation. A high-pitched noise that trains dogs, and also a subtle political message aimed at a certain party. But what is the truth? He may be right. This could be just something that just gets us to act and think a certain way. But the biggest story right now in the emerging political news space is the scandal surrounding this man. And it couldn't have people more divided.
He's winning because he is a man who generates his own content under his own speed, under his own expense. Yeah, he is a threat to all of these newspapers.
What is it you write for when you can?
I love newspapers. Right. Don't get me wrong. I love this industry.
So that's more important than these allegations by these women.
Why now?
No,
why now?
It's taken 4 years. It's taken 4 years for this.
And that's all they've got.
This apologetic, begging for forgiveness text from Russell Brand. Could you please, for a second, stay open-minded to the possibility that the women are telling the truth?
Well, this could be a distraction for sure. But there is more to this story than you're being told. It's spiritually significant. After all, I wouldn't have warned everybody that this was coming a year ago if it weren't. Who do you trust? Are these the people that you trust? I hate that I feel this way and I think this way, but it would be very easy for people to be taken advantage of. And that's what these locusts would do. So I asked a question on X. I said, the baptism of Russell Brand, is it of men or is it of God? Now, what does that mean? That's from the scriptures. That actually is from Luke chapter 20, where Jesus is asking the religious people, you know, the baptism of John, that water baptism that everybody's doing, is that of God or is that of men? He was asking that question to the religious people because, you know, they were like, I don't know, I don't get it. You know, John was like dunking everybody in the water all the time. He was hanging out and acting like a wild man, dressed like barely any clothes on him except for like a girdle of dead pelt. That's what he wore. Like it was like a dead camel pelt or something. And he ate wild locusts and honey, wild honey. That's what he was known for, John. And screaming, repent, repent, the kingdom's at hand, repent, right? He was 6 months older than Jesus, which is ironic. But he's a picture of that religious man. Christ came later. You know, Christ's ministry symbolically took off after John was beheaded. John didn't even know if Christ was the one. He's like, are you the one? He had his servants come to Jesus and ask. But here's the thing. Jesus never baptized. I've never water baptized somebody. I've been baptized a bunch of times, like more than you could think of. I mean, when I was actually baptized the first time, I was so hungry to know God. I was, you know, in my early 20s, and I just went willy-nilly because somebody told me that I had to be water baptized. I believed what they said, even though I was, you know, I was baptized as a baby, as a Catholic, and I was confirmed, right? Everybody, all these different religions tell you, you got to jump through this hoop, you got to jump through that hoop, you got to do this or not, or you can't be a part of the, you know, you can't be a part of the church. Like literally, I went and I got baptized by some random guy who was like at some church of Jesus or Church of Christ or whatever. And I went to that guy's house and he baptized me in the basement. Looking back, I think that's pretty weird. Looking back, I think about that guy. He had all these, you know, different young men that lived with him. And I think that's weird too. Now, I'm not saying that it was a bad thing that he did. But I thought it was a beautiful thing at the time. But then I went to another church and the other church said, oh, you were baptized by them. You got to be baptized by us. Do you see where I'm going with this? If the fact that the guy's wearing underwear doesn't give it away, that maybe this isn't really the work of God. There's a scripture, and I believe it's in the book of Hebrews, that says very clearly that we're not going to lay again the dead works of like repentance, laying on of hands, of baptism. It's like, we got to move on. That's what the scripture says. It's like, we got to move on from all of these things. Because what does the baptism do? Really, it puts the power in the person of the one that's dunking them. Now, once again, I'm not coming against it. Like I said before, I've been baptized more times than I can remember. I used to baptize myself in the ocean, never thinking that it stuck. As if that doing that simple task was going to take care of it. That's not the way it works, though. You know, in fact, today in baptism, what they do is they say you have to say these words. You got to, you know, say that, do you believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior? Now I can say, oh yes, of course, I do, right? I wouldn't know salvation if it wasn't for Jesus and the story and everything that he went through. But that's not really his name. Did you know that? His name's Yahshua. So literally saying his name doesn't really do much for you if you're not literally saying it. There's a lot that we've been taught. Religion has grabbed hold and stole a lot from us. They're like locusts in the book of Revelation that come out of this bottomless pit. And they come and they devour. But I said, you know, is this of God or is this of man? Like, in other words, is this something that's like an egotistical thing that he's doing on his own? 5 months. And he compares himself to the apostles. He's like, hey, well, the apostles did it. Like, he's one of the apostles. That's why I had the thumbnail says Messiah. That was actually his tour. He named it that, believe it or not. Once again, I hate that I feel like I'm tearing down this, like if he's sincere, but all of the fruit. Let me explain something about baptism, just so you get an idea. And I'm not talking you out of getting literally water baptized. It's a great experience, but that didn't do anything for you. You still got to change your life around. You still got to live a good life. You still got to be kind. You still got to forgive. You have to, you know, you got to seek God and ask God, what is it you want from me? Teach me the truth, no matter what the cost. If people can't look at this picture and say, I feel something's off, I'm thinking maybe it's time you need to pray more, maybe get a little more connected to God. Because if it's a work of the flesh, I get it. But what's next? You know, what's next? You see people baptizing everybody in their underwear? We're going to turn it into something that it was never meant to be. It was never meant to be to begin with. That's why Jesus never literally water baptized. He didn't. It's in scripture. Not just that. Jesus only came to do the will of the Father. He said this, I came to do your will, O Lord. Came only to do the will of God. He never water baptized. Does God want you to literally be dunked in literal water? Or does God want your heart to be changed? makes me a little upset, because if we put our faith in all of these little works, you miss the big picture. The belief that, you know, you're literally saved if you say the literal name of Jesus, and it's not literally Jesus, but it's Yahshua, and who knows if that's the way you even pronounce it. But the fact that that's not even what the scripture means. If you look at the word confess in Greek, I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, homologio. I said that and I thought of the Russell Brand picture, but homologio means to say the same thing as. Okay? So it's not like unless you confess my name, it's more like unless you say what I'm saying, unless you speak what I'm speaking, unless you agree with the fact that it's better to love than to hate. This is a revolutionary idea, and this is actually a great truth, because this means that Jesus wasn't saying, unless you literally say my name. What Jesus was saying is, unless you are saying the same thing I'm saying, you're not saved. You're none of mine. If you don't know the truth of God, if you're not living your life, if you haven't laid down your life in this world, then you can't possibly be saved. How can you? Do you think that literally be? But this is the thing. When you make it about something that, you know, I have to do to somebody or somebody has to do, you take the fact that it's a gift. By grace, we are saved, not by water baptism, which Jesus never did. Which I don't, like, if you're going to go do it, I would say wear some clothes. By grace, we are saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. By grace we are saved, through faith. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I worry that people get sucked in. I worry that they get sucked in. I don't see much of a difference in, you know, Russell being this Catholic, you know, prophet, apostle, than when he was, you know, the Hindu guru or the spiritual guru or whatever. He's gone the many faces. That was the name of the video that I did, the many faces of Russell Brand. You know, when Kanye, you know, kind of decided he wasn't going to be the face of Jesus anymore. That's when I said they're going to have a replacement. And it wasn't much longer that Russell kind of stood forward. Now, does this mean that it's a bad thing? No, I don't think it's a bad thing. I think that even Russell Brand, you know, in the underwear, doing it opens up a conversation. It allows me to tell you that you don't need to go out with a man who's clearly trying way too hard to justify his, you know, whatever, his spirituality. Or he's really having a go and he's really just kind of making fun of all of us, because that's a possibility too. But it's opening up a conversation. I don't want to badmouth the man. I don't want to tear the man down. I do know that his past is bad. I do know that the things that I've heard him say is bad. I do know that he stirs people up a little less than someone like Mr. Alex Jones does, which I still think is bad, because all of this division has to go. All of this division has to go. But is he one of the locusts from the Book of Revelation? I don't know. I don't know. And I couldn't, but I do know, if he is not sincere, he 100% is. But the good news is that the scripture tells us very clearly that can't hurt us. Why can't locusts hurt us? Because we know that they're not coming from a place of truth and sincerity and faith, which is the most important thing. Faith in God is the most important thing. Knowing that there is more. John said, I must decrease so Christ can increase. The idea of who I am, my ego, my needs, my wants, my desires must decrease so I become more of Christ in the world. I'm going to die of my wants and my needs, my carnality, and allow Christ to take over. The head of John the Baptist was literally cut off so that Jesus's ministry could begin. So I hope that I don't turn you away from water baptism. I hope that you do know that is not what salvation is. Okay? It's not saying some magic words getting dunked and then you can go live a riotous life. It's more. You need to, Jesus said, if you don't pick up your cross and follow me, you're none of mine. And I know a lot of you are picking up your cross, and I know a lot of you are going through hard times. So I want to let you know that God has us in a stranglehold for a reason. He's got me in a headlock. This thing with my ear is, it's otherworldly. And I've never dealt with anything like it before. But I know that all this stuff is happening for a reason. We have to be humble. We have to trust in God. We can't trust in our own efforts, like water baptism, for example. All right, I love each and every one of you. Let me know in the comment section what you thought. And share the channel around. You know, like, really, share it. You're the only reason that this, you know, channel is seen. It's a big deal. So thank you for that. And if you want to get a copy of my novel, The Calling, which is like the best novel going, go to Amazon.com. There's over 1,000 five-star reviews. I'm not kidding. Read some of them. It's, you know, I get a couple of bucks when people buy this from Amazon. It's a nice thing. Also, because I believe that the book is very important. And it's a great way to support the channel. Otherwise, you can go to the description of the video below. Get yourself the merch. All of it's there. Become, if you want to have truly free home products, which I use all the time. I'm always got it on hand. Trulyfreehome.com. You enter code Jacob, you get 30% off. Want to become a patron and partner with me? Just support the channel. You can do $1, $5. All these things you could do to help the channel out. I always save it for the end. And I know a lot of people tune out. For those of you that are listening right now, if you do want to support, all you got to do is go into the description of the video and you can see all the ways you can. And I thank you for it. God bless you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
It's dishwashing time, baby. Look at how gross. Oh, man. So gross. But we have Truly Free Home dishwashing soap. Very simple. This is what you do. I don't know how I'm going to do it using two. Okay, I'll do this. Come on over here and you grab one little scoop. You grab your scooper. Huh? Nice rounded size scoop. You get your scoop and you put it in here. You put it in here. One scoop. That's it. You're done. Danielle says that I should start selling that. That's what I'm doing. I'm taping something for Truly Free Home, Dan. All right. Now I press start. That easy. Oh, I got to turn it on first. All right. Now it's on. All right. Did you turn it off? Dan, I'm failing here. I'm not doing good, honey. I don't know what I'm doing here. Oh, my God. This is horrible. What is happening? And then you hit start. See? That's easy. That's it. Truly Free Home, you can get 30% off using code Jacob. I just figured instead of just using this, I should show you that I actually do.